Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Why? Is that level all right, Mary Rose? Mary Rose, taking your calls today, and we will talk gardening. We have the contest photograph up. You call the number to visit with me on the show to be the first to identify the mystery photograph, and you win a couple of things, three things. In fact, the telephone number for you is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. And let's see, what we'll start with the weather. Interesting, Texas has some really rough stuff going on down at the Gulf, and we have cooler weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It'll vary for all of you across the country, of course. I hope you're getting some mild enough weather to do some gardening, get out there and work on some landscaping and stuff. I know a lot of you are home and have plenty of time there, so that's partly what we'll talk about, some of the things that can be done at this time of the year. If you're just getting into gardening, that's great. If you're a old timer and have some tips or some reports about things going well, that would be cool too. My tea is ginger and sage and cinnamon this morning, the usual ginger, a whole bunch of fresh ginger root. And the sage is putting out a lot of small growth, so I did a whole shoot, probably about seven or eight of the gray sage leaves. And then chili piquin, three roasted chili piquin peppers, the little round peppers that are about the size of BBs, a little bit bigger, and some honey, a teaspoon of raw honey. So it's a pretty good tea. If you haven't tried that recipe, give it a shot. And let's see, I was talking to Bob yesterday about something, a couple of things that I wanted to cover with you. We've got callers already coming in, so I'll go to the phones pretty quickly and jump on here whenever you hear somebody hang up. But one thing that's interesting in Howard's garden that some of you may be running into, because I've heard other people talking about cicadas and cicada killers in various ways. I've got something I've never seen before going on in our back garden. I've got dozens and dozens of cicada killers, which are these great big wasps flying around real low, about knee high, being intimidating. And I've never seen it before. I've never seen them. And plus the fact I found one or two holes that were between the stepping stones of my big stone walkway. The holes are about the size of a nickel. They're pretty big holes if you are curious about identifying where their nest, underground nest is. And they throw out a lot of soil because they dig a pretty good size underground nest for their young there. But what's curious here is that they're in an area where I let the Houtenia, which is a Thai herb ground cover. It's an invasive as heck plant. I let it go in this one area by a deck back in the back toward the bamboo. And I think that most of the cicada killers are in the bamboo, are in the ground cover. Usually you see them out in bare soil or in pretty low-cut grass and everything where you can identify the holes pretty easy. But this time it seems like most of them are either in the ground cover or under the edge of the deck or something like that. I'm going to do a little trimming back and see if I can do a little bit more research and see where they are. But I let the guys know that we're coming over to mow an edge and do a little work in the garden yesterday, that they're going to run into them, and not to be afraid of them. They really won't sting or anything unless you grab one. And as I always say, don't do that. Big, big, beautiful, dark brown and yellow wasps. And they, what they do is that they sting and paralyze the cicadas that sing so loudly in the summer, and then they drag them down into the nest to feed to their young. So that interesting little bit of wildlife is going on. And I tell you what, I was going to talk about cornmeal and some braconid wasps and aphids and a few other things like that, but everybody's calling in so early this morning. The mystery photo is up. Let me see who was first. To call Tommy in Grand Prairie, Texas. Let me just go ahead and help Tommy and a couple other people first, and then we'll get back to those other things. Tommy, what can I do for you this morning?
Well, I'm trying to raise peaches and stuff, and right before my peach, you know, as it's starting to ripen, I have something laying an egg on them, and they get a little maggot in them, and they turn brown from where the hole is.
Well, the plum curculio is probably what it is. It's the most common little beast, little pest that we have on the fruit, especially plums and peaches and things like that. Are you using the total organic program, Tommy, or what kind of management do you have going on?
My property's been organic since 7 years before I bought it in 2004.
Okay.
So, now then, I do need to check my roots and dig down and see, make sure the root flare is fully exposed.
Okay, you've already answered the question. I would bet you almost anything that their flares are not exposed as well as they should be. And the reason is that every person out there that has a fruit tree of any kind has their plants too deep in the ground, unless they've, you know, been listening to me or Bob or somebody like that and have done a dramatic exposure of the flare. So get that done right away, and then do the rest of the sick tree treatment. That was what I was going to talk about relative to cornmeal. Bob was talking about cornmeal and oak wilt yesterday, and he was talking about it kind of on its own, and when I came on, I said, let's talk about the fact that cornmeal is important for oak trees that have disease problems, or what you're experiencing with your fruit trees, the plum curculio, or diseases or whatever. But the corn is in the third place category. It's not the most important thing to do, cornmeal or cornmeal tea. The most important thing to do is expose the flare. Number one is flare. Number two is air, and that's the second step of the sick tree treatment, is to physically poke holes in the ground and introduce air that way. And you can do it with mechanical aeration, you can do it by hand with hand tools, turning forks, rough up the soil, in other words, or you can do it the liquid way by putting out a heavy spraying and drench of hydrogen peroxide and water, and that gets the oxygen going in the soil and all that. Those two first steps. It depends on how bad the soil is when you start doing. If it's really compacted and you can tell it's not very good, you need to aerate as deeply as you can, 2 or 3 inches at least, rough up the surface. In other words.
Well, what I'm talking about is doing the liquid. I did that this spring, but how much liquid should I spray onto the ground? Thoroughly soak it, it sounds like.
Yeah, if you put out about a gallon of hydrogen peroxide water mixture, mixing it 50-50 is the easiest way to think about it, and you can just use the 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, or you can buy the concentrated stuff that's, you know, 27% to 30%, and mix that concentrated product at about an ounce per gallon of water, and put it out at about a gallon of the mix. Whichever way you go, you're going to have about the same mixture, somewhere around a 1%, 1.5% mixture. Put it out at about a gallon per 1,000 square feet, you know, 10 by 100. So you don't have to, you know, just really concentrate. You can put it out heavier than that if you want to. Put out at least a gallon per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
And that is the first two steps of the sick tree treatment. The final, third one, are the things that stimulate biological activity and add nutrients, and that would be the cornmeal juice, the lava sand, the azomite, the rock minerals, in other words, and then the corn and the dry molasses are in the sugar category. So if you do all of that, you will have done the sick tree treatment, and you will have set up a preventative for that plum curculio that's getting to your fruit. I got to go. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, and then we'll get to other people as soon as I get back. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack, or 40-pound bag. Also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, the birds beat me back in. Telephone, we'll go back to the phones here, but telephone number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. Gardening, landscaping, pest control. In fact, that's what we're going to get into right now, I think, with JC. JC, you there?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Well, I had like about 15 little clear dots that were all together on a window pane, and I thought, oh, you know, they might be caterpillars, or I didn't know what they might be, and they've hatched now, and they're kind of creeping me out. They almost look like ticks, but they, I sent you a picture on your email, and if you zoom in, they kind of look like little tiny beetles. They're about 2 millimeters with 6 or so legs. I can't, they're still on that, those little dots. So,
interesting. I don't know. Well, it sounds like, It sounds like it might be some kind of little stink bugs. I'll, at the next break, I'll try to pull up the photographs. And if they're hatching like that, they probably aren't anything beneficial. And you could you can kill them with any of the organic sprays. Do you have anything like the Pure Grow Bug Stop or any spinosad products or anything like that?
I've got Captain Somebody or Jack Somebody.
Okay, that's a spinosad product. That would probably work. You can probably kill something as tiny as those are with just simple household things like vinegar, you know, or hydrogen peroxide or something like that. But if you have the Captain Jacks, that'll work fine. I'll take a look at the photographs you send me as soon as I can, and if I see anything different, just keep listening. I'll throw it on the air for you.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I'm having a big flea problem in the yard and everywhere, and somebody told me sulfur works. And then, you know, somebody else said borax works, and then I've tried DE and.
Well, borax is something that I'm specifically going to talk about in a moment, because somebody call me about a product called Entice 10. They sent me an email about it. The product is called Entice 10 Perimeter Bait, and it is a boric acid product. It's orthoboric acid is what it's called. The only problem with that approach, JC, is that when boric acid is an acceptable or organic tool, but if you have it out too heavily inside the house for ants or termites or whatever, and a little pet would get into it, it's a little bit toxic, you know, to have around little kids and pets and dogs. If they got into a bait station of it and ate, it probably wouldn't, you know, be terminally damaging or anything, but it's going to give them an awful bad stomach ache and that sort of thing. Outside, its use is questionable because if you put boric acid, or any kind of a boric acid type product like that out over and over again, you're going to do damage to the soil. It will really damage the biological activity of the soil. So I'd rather you use some of those other things that we talked about, but for the little insects on the windows. But for outside, there's a totally non-toxic way to go that works even better than anything we've talked about, and that is beneficial nematodes. If you buy,
I bought some, and they're just so hard to figure out whether they're really even alive. And then you're trying to spray them, and then you're trying to keep your yard wet, and you don't know, and then you got to wait 2 weeks and then put some more out, and then you got to keep your yard wet again. And
well, none of that's true, what you just said. You put them out one time, you have the area wet enough for the plants to be alive, and that's all the moisture that you need. And the beneficial nematodes that I recommend are the ones that you get mail order if the stores don't have them in stock, that are coming either on a blue sponge, and that's the Hydra Gardens product, or the ones like Arbico sells that are on kind of a moist, putty-like material. The ones that come in a dry mix in a can, they probably work okay, but they just don't work nearly as well. If you use the ones that come to you in a moist way, they will knock out the fleas completely and also help you with ticks and termites and grub worms and all kinds of other things.
Well, I got something around the 4th of July that was in a little plastic container. And it said, I mean, I read it, you know, it said to use like half of them and then wait 10 days or something and do the other half.
Well, that's just fine. I don't mind that, but you don't need to be out there watering every day, making sure, you know, you keep them watered. You just put them out one time, water them in once, and that's all that you need to do.
Well, then maybe I need to work from inside my house then, and, you know, the yard is going to be okay because I've done that twice out there.
Yeah, it may take care of what you've already done. Give it a chance to work, and let's see. It works pretty fast, though, if it works well.
Okay.
You'll see the population, the pressure from the fleas drop almost within a day or two. You know, almost instantly. Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break here and come back and go back to the phone lines, and I'll try to work in some of my in Howard's Garden stuff that I haven't gotten to yet. The mystery photo is up. You win one of our online courses if you're first to identify the mystery photo. And it's not the insect. It's the plant we're looking for. I'll tell you more about it when I come back.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living.
Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Franke family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We had somebody identify the mystery photograph on by email, but they were a few minutes late. It was a fairly easy one today. Somebody had called and talked to Mary Rose and had been already identified, and it's Pentas. In that photograph that I took, it's a real close-up shot. There's a beautiful butterfly there as well. That is one of the swallowtails. It may be a black swallowtail. I'm not even sure. But the flowers in the photograph are kind of exaggerated with the shot I did large. But pentas, which come in all different kinds of colors and are really beautiful for people across the country in full sun and can take pretty harsh conditions and mismanagement and still bloom like crazy. It's one of the best ones for flowers all summer long. So congratulations, and whoever sent the email in and just barely missed it, try again. We will do this every week. Here is Tim in Rome, Georgia. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Howard. I'd like to plant some apple trees in November, and it's down in clay soil, and I've seen several methods on the internet, but I don't know the outcome of those methods. What is your suggestion for planting? And just one other thing, my neighbor planted some fruit trees, the pears, peaches and some bushes, the blueberry bushes. They all did fine. He had three apple trees. They all died.
Okay. Well, talk to the local people and get some suggestions on which varieties that will work best for you there, not only climate-wise, but in the kind of soil that you have. There's probably several to choose from that will be good. And my first recommendation to you besides that is to plant more than one variety. If you plant several, it just gives you better odds. And then the planting techniques I recommend are very simple. We plant all trees, whether you're planting Japanese maples or crepe myrtles or oaks or maples or, you know, ornamental trees or food crops. It doesn't make any difference. We plant all trees basically the same way, and we plant them all the same way, whether they're bare-rooted or bald and burlapped or in a container. The chances are pretty good that you're probably going to be buying them from a nursery in a container, but no matter whether it's container, bald and burlapped, or even a healed-in, bare-rooted little tree, you need to get the soil off of the top of the true top of the root ball. And it's 100% chance that if the fruit tree is in a container, whether it's ball and burlapped or in a container, it'll be too deep in the soil. They just all do it. The growing operations do it for several different reasons, but you need to take the soil off and get down to where the roots truly start growing, and that point needs to be set high, right up at the surface of the soil. There'll be a swelling on an apple tree, any fruit tree, for the most part. It'll be a swelling or a dog leg, and what that is where the graft union is. It's where the scion was grafted to the rootstock. And it always makes a little bit of a, you know, deformity there. It'll be a swelling or a dog leg or look different. A lot of people think that's the spot that ought to be right at the top of the ground. And that would put your tree about 8 inches too deep in the ground if you do that. It's way up above. It's, like I said, at least 6-8 inches, sometimes more, inches above the true flare, the start of the root system. The hole that we dig, we want to dig a saucer-shaped hole, wider the better, at least three times wider than the root ball. And it doesn't have to be that wide all the way straight down. It can be saucer-shaped, like I said, because we just mostly want it, the soil torn up at the surface of the soil so that when the roots start to grow, it just helps them to get going better. We don't put any peat moss, any compost, anything in the hole other than the soil that came out of the hole when you dug the hole. Because we want that root system to get used to that existing soil as soon as possible. Now, we can put the organic amendments on the surface, you know, lightly broadcast them on the surface after we've backfilled with the native stuff and watered it in. We can put compost, a little rock mineral like lava sand, a little azomite, those kind of things, and then a thin, very thin layer of mulch over the surface, making sure you don't pile any of it up on the stem of the plant. And that's the way you plant. It's a very simple approach, very simple technique. Nothing fancy goes down in the hole. Some people tell you to overly dig and backfill, you know, under the plant, but we really don't want to do that. We don't want to dig that hole any deeper than the actual root ball is, so it won't settle and end up getting too deep in the soil.
Okay, I see that. That's what you normally talk about and everything. And the only other thing, and this is probably negative, the only other thing, I see a lot of things on the internet where people are putting fruit trees, apple trees down in clay soil, and they recommend putting maybe half of the root ball down in the soil, and then they build a mound out, you know, 3 or 4 feet. That's not a good idea, is it?
So the ball would be up higher than the ground grade, and then they mound up to it?
About half of the ball would be up higher than the grade of the ground.
Have a problem with that at all. I think that's fine, because that really helps you not plant the plant too deeply in the ground. I don't mind. I don't mind that technique at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank
good luck. Keep me posted. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. If you anything you can do to have the plant up high so that flare, which is part of the root or the trunk, not the root system, it needs to breathe. That's what we're trying to accomplish with having the flares exposed. The flares, when exposed properly, turn into bark if they haven't already. And the bark is to be healthy is designed to breathe, and it can only breathe if it's not covered with soil or mulch or watering bags or whatever. You know, we want it totally exposed to light and to air. Now, if you're worried about sunburn, if you're worried about root aphids, if you're worried about anything else there, even though you plant it high, you can do something to cover the flare in the base of the plant. It won't hurt at all, and that is to paint it with a whitewash. And we've got information on dirtdoctor.com that talks about it. There's university research going back a long time, generations back, using it as a kind of a lime whitewash mixed with water, in other words, to prevent root aphids and borers and various kinds of things. And there's real good research showing that it works. I think at some point people started doing it as a decorative thing. They saw it, the base of the trees painted white, and they thought, well, it looks kind of neat. I'm going to do that too. So that's fine if you want to do it. But what I recommend, rather than wrapping the trunks or painting it with toxic chemicals or anything like that, I recommend if you want to prevent a sunburn on ornamental trees or fruit trees, either one, you go to a store and buy some just inexpensive latex paint. And if you do white, that's fine. I like better to buy a paint that matches the color of the bark. And I found out the hard way researching this in the past that when you try to match the bark by a color that is darker than the bark a little bit, because as it dries, it lightens up and it'll show up more, which isn't any big deal. It's just a cosmetic thing. But if you buy a latex paint that's a little darker than the bark to paint it on a base as high as you want to, if you think it's going to be subject to sunburn, paint it on. And we don't put it on full strength. We paint it with like Tom Sawyer did, a whitewash. We use the latex paint mixed 50-50 with water. So it goes on, you know, kind of thinly. And then the tree, as it grows, just grows the whitewash off the base of the tree. Let me see. Jan, and did you have something else for me other than winning our contest?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Our yard is so full of clover and weeds that it's just overbearing the grass. And I don't want to use a herbicide that's dangerous, but we just don't know what to do to get rid of it.
Well, the things that are broadleaf plants like clover, the white clover, and if you have any vetches or anything else, or burr clover, any of the clovers, the one product that will work beautifully in that situation that's totally non-toxic is called Agrilawn, A-G-R-A, Agrilawn, L-A-W-N, Agrilawn crabgrass killer.
Okay.
It's baking soda and cinnamon. It probably has some cumin and some other herbs in it as well, but you've got to do it properly, and it will totally eliminate all of the broadleaf weeds and not hurt Bermuda, St. Augustine, or Zoysia.
Well, but it comes in small containers. Would that take care of a whole front yard?
You can buy it online or get a feed store or a farm store to order you some, and it'll come in bags. I think you can buy it as large as you want to buy it, mail order, and you might even be able to buy it directly from the company. But I've got some in the garage at the office right now that's in a 20-something pound clear plastic bag, so I know it's available that way.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you distribute it if it's in a large area like that?
Well, it's a good question. It's very important, too. What you do is you wet the area down with just a hose, just or turn on the sprinkler system if there's an irrigation system, so all the foliage is wet. And then you put the product, the AgriLawn crabgrass killer, in a dusting device of some kind. The commercial one that I use is called a Dustin Miser. It has a little crank on the side, and it just blows out a real, real fine misting of dusting of whatever dust you're putting out. And the dust of this product settles on the wet area, and it turns yellow. And then the weeds turn black. And this happens pretty fast, and it kills the weeds and doesn't hurt the grass. Sometimes it'll yellow up the grass just a little bit. You can use a turkey baster. You can use any kind of a device that puffs out a real light dusting across the entire area. Some people put it in a bag of that is somewhat porous, like cheesecloth or an old socks or something, and go around and just bounce it and knock the material out that way. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll put you on hold, and I'll be back right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or ulrichbarns.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard back with you. Jan, our previous caller, won the contest this morning and wins one of our online courses, the 15-chapter course that I teach. And also an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food from Espoma. Espoma brings us both the SPCA report, which I haven't done. We've been so busy this morning yet. And the mystery contest. You also receive a real-time pain relief sample. So congratulations to Pam. We had some other people. One of our listener friends from Brazil sent an email and said that the butterfly in the shot, in which I said early on was not the mystery, it was the plant that was the mystery. But I thought it was some kind of a swallowtail, wasn't for sure which one. He said that he suggested that it might be pipe vine swallowtail. Anybody else can chime in on that. Let me tell you real quickly so I don't completely not get it in this hour. The SPCA situation is still the same. You have to set up an appointment to go by there. It's not just open for people to walk in. Several of the wonderful animals from previous features, Bosco, Coy, Freckles, Winnie, and Chuck, are still waiting for their forever homes. The dog this week is really cool looking, too. January, she's a female retriever slash Labrador mix. Very interesting looking. Big old ears, beautiful chocolate brown color. 2.5 years old. She's medium-sized dog. Shiny coat, white on her chest, which is really pretty. Kind of like Nellie, ours. Says she was one of 20 dogs seized from a hoarding situation. X-rays revealed metal fragments of on various parts of her body from gunshot, which caused blindness in one eye. My goodness. She is heartworm positive and currently on active restrictions. January will need special attention, and she's very timid, but learning how to trust people. She may flinch when you touch her, and she's sensitive to noise. She needs a home that is quiet and calm in a fenced-in backyard, and she needs medication. So her adopted a doctor will need to administer meds. Well, she looks healthier than that, but she's gone through some rough times, apparently. She's waiting to meet you at the SPCA, Texas Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Just look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and it's spelled D-I-R-T, doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button and check out January and the other wonderful dogs. And wherever you are in the country, help support the rescue organizations that are there. It's a great way to go to get pets. Let's see. Becky's been holding a long time. Let's help her in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Becky.
Hello. Howard, we gave our granddaughter a bird feeder and some songbird seed for her birthday this mm-hmm. past week, and they hung it in a flower bed over some mulch. And I want to know, you know, how we can, what they need to do to keep any of the seed from germinating.
Well, you can't do anything if it's over planting like that, because anything that you would do would hurt the planting.
But there are not really any plants underneath it. It's mulch. It's like,
just a mulch. Okay.
Brown mulch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. What happens there will be that the seed will germinate in the mulch, and when it's real little, when it's first starting to germinate, just keep a little hand spritzer quart device, you know, around with 20% vinegar in it, or the Pure Grow weed crush or something like that. And when those the seed just first starts to germinate, it's really easy just to kill them instantly with one of the organic sprays. And
just spray with vinegar?
Just straight vinegar. 10% would probably do it, but the you know, what you can get from the grocery stores, but the 20% will kill it for sure. Try the 10% first, and that's probably all you need to use.
So that's better than doing corn gluten meal?
The corn gluten meal might help as a preventive from the standpoint of being a pre-emergent to a degree. You could play around with that idea and see, but it would be so easy just to spritz and kill the germinating seed as it comes up. You'd have to put the cornmeal on more than one time, because there's a window of efficacy that the corn gluten meal has as far as putting it out timing-wise with the germination of the seed. It would work for you if you put it out just before the seed that falls, you know, starts to germinate, but you'd have to do it multiple times over the period of the year.
So the vinegar's a better solution?
That'd be probably what I would do. You could play around with corn gluten meal and see how it works and let me know.
Okay.
I'll put you in charge of that research, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, Becky, thanks for calling. Pam, you will be next. If you can hang on, I will see, try to talk to you off the air, and maybe I can help you with something quick. And if not, we'll just wait and talk when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the telephone number to be on the show here, if you want to chat about anything environmentally, gardening-wise, landscaping, pest control, compost making, whatever it is, the number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Red button at the top of the page is a tip for you. Click on it and you can go straight to my art online course, and also my books, and you can buy them through the Texas Organic Research Center tax-free and tax-deductible. We appreciate the help.